Hello, hello people. It is me, Lou from Infinite Touches. It's been a while, I know. There's been a lot going on. Been very busy, and that is not an excuse, but a lot of good things have been needing my attention. And today is sort of a gratitude day. I know I've left this for quite a while now, so I'm just calling in today to reach out to the people that supported the fundraising for the ocean cleaning that I did on the somewhere around August, and a lot of invites was shared on Facebook, but only 7 people actually took part, and it was such an experience that you can mirror with life generally as well. So I had wanted to raise a certain amount to mark like my birthday, and I just picked a charity, which was the ocean cleaning charity. You know, they tend to clean the ocean so that you don't have trash in the ocean that would now affect the fishes and species there in the ocean. I mean, it's ridiculous to see sharks dying, dolphins, and then you find like plastic bags in the intestine that's been there over a couple of months or piling up, because they just feed on those plastics, thinking they're meals, but only for them to find out that it tend to block the system and that affects them and they die of it. So it was a way of raising awareness, and it was shocking that out of all, I was just having that thought that people could just give maybe a dollar or pound each, any amount to the amount, but only 7 people did, and those 7 people really made me really happy. They made my day, and I appreciate them a lot. Out of those 7 people, some I didn't even know that well. And it was interesting to see how they reached out, for a cause. I mean, we as humans can, do stuff once we take away that identity of you and me, or them and us sort of thing. As a family, as a human race, as one entity, we can do a lot. So I had this fundraising tagged, and I was expecting about 100, just a small amount, £100, because what's happening is I can give, because of the way I'd registered my name on Facebook. I didn't know at the time that you were supposed to sort of register with your name, your initial name, because I did mine with a brand name, so that was a little bit of a problem. So I can spend using my card on there. So I would have started the fundraising myself, but I could not. My hands were tied. So I was like, oh, universe, do something. Somehow I knew all would be well. At the same time, you would have that thought come up. So what I did was I just put the figure out there. It was 100 target, £100. And I left it because I put that out a month prior. So someone gave about 30 pounds or 31 pounds thereabout, and it mounted up to about 60 something pounds. So after getting closer to the end date, had seen the figure just slightly, you know, gone past the middle, like 65 pounds. So I was like, okay, you know what, this is gonna happen again, because I've done the first fundraising and only two people contributed. I raised about 4 pounds, you know. It was shocking. At the same time, wasn't shocking, because I knew I was just getting into it. So from that 2 pounds or 4 or 5 pounds thereabout from the last fundraising, and to get about 65 pounds, I told myself that this was a success. So the target was 100. So I looked into it, like, okay, if it's 100 pounds and it's not getting there, we've got about a couple of hours now for it to be over. I might as well bring that target down to the 65, and then look at and share, you know, just to draw awareness of about it all over again. And then, whatever the case may be, I'll put the target at 65 pounds and we'll meet the target. So I was determined that whatever target I set will be met, that we're not gonna get there and feel like, oh, the target was not met, or we did not raise the amount of money. So I adjusted it to 65. So I was happy, thanked everybody, sent it out, and people were like, some more people came around and said, oh, they didn't know it was my birthday celebration stuff that they would have given, that they've tried now but it wasn't going, if I could do something. And I was shocked, you know. I had to go back, adjusted the fund target, raised it up to about 70 or 80 or thereabout. People came and gave, and to my surprise, cut a long story short, they gave more than the 100 pounds, and we realized about 145 pounds instead of the initial 100 pounds. That was moving, you know, for me. And you know, it made this year like a great year for me, because the difference from 5 pounds fundraising target to about 145 pounds in about a year time, that was, you know, extraordinary. I was really pleased by that. And it just goes to show how we as humans can sometimes, you know, design what our reality would be. And sometimes we might think maybe we need huge, you know, crowd or huge logistics to get things going. We just might not know. We might not just need all of that. It's just all might take, might just be you taking the first step. And by the time you take the first step, forgetting about what the target, the initial target you've put in place is, and take the other step, a step at a time, the universe will give you the wisdom to be able to sort of level things up. And even if the circumstances around you are looking glim, like it's not working, or it doesn't look like there is any logic of it happening, you can reprogram your mind to be successful. So you have success meet you wherever you are, because above all, whatever it is we want to accomplish or want to achieve in life is all about the feeling. Because look at it, if you get a new car today, that's what any amount of money, there's a certain excitement you get. It's the same sort of excitement level you get when you get a house, a new house. It's the same level of excitement level you get when you're doing something you enjoy, you love. So our feelings is all there is when it comes to accomplishment, you know, and to get that feeling, it's not hard to reach that feeling. It's just to know how we can, you know, make our mind understand that we should define what our success is. And once we can have that program in our head, we tend to have every other thing fits in place. So like when it was getting to the time for the fundraising to round up, I was thinking we're not going to meet the target, but I quickly changed my mindset and said, you know what, I'm going to bring it down, thanked everybody, that but we would meet this target at 65, and I wanted to feel that, you know, achievement at the same time. But lo and behold, it went beyond what I was adjusting it down to. It even got to the 100 and beyond with 45 pounds extra. So had I given up that instant when I saw it at 65, there might have not been any change. You know, it would have just ended there. You know, but just that little co-creation of my feelings, like I chose to feel a certain way rather than, you know, feel like you can't do it. I chose to feel that I can do it and work with the numbers, because that's all there is. We just work with numbers and we get exploded and everything. It's not as if we can hold all the numbers. If you say you have X amount that is appreciated or that is interpreted in numbers, be it money or houses or, you know, shoes, wherever, fashion, in your cars, you can't have all of them. It's, you know, the numbers there just makes you appreciate the quantity of the same that you have, because your feelings cannot exceed a certain level of excitement. So well, it's just nice to know and have this experience every day. And I would advise anyone out there too, like whenever you feel like things are not kind of working your way, like you've made plans and you're not meeting the plans, or you made targets and it's hard to reach them, just try to meet at that level where you have that fulfillment. See as a co-creator how you could readjust that target. Make it known that to yourself and to your reality that you are the author and the designer of your reality and of your experience. And with that, you give yourself that flexibility of back and forth, and you're not judging yourself, but you're having that excitement, because with that excitement comes more of excitement. With that excitement comes more of excitement. So if you have more of anger, you be getting more anger coming out and more anger experience coming to you. If you get it more exciting and more excited, you begin exciting experience and more excitement coming to you. So if you're getting loved, you're loving yourself, and you begin more love coming to you. So if we can put this into practice, I believe it could work for anyone there. I mean, it's worked for me. This is not the first time, and it can work for you too. So I just wanted to share and use the opportunity to thank a few people. So I'm going to call the people that actually gave. Were just seven people, you know, seven remarkable people. And I will start in no particular order. Marla, Marilyn, Janet, Francie, Lisa, Shola, and Edith were like very, very supportive. You You know, just the seven people were the ones that raised that amount of money. And I'm so grateful to you wherever you are listening to this. And like I said on Facebook, like, the way you supported the ocean is going to support you, knowing fully well that the water we drink comes from the ocean. You know, everything that we have in life has a connection with water. So for you to have stood up, you know, for this cause, for this fundraising, you know, all the creatures in the oceans, you know, the Tao, the universe, you know, will stand up for you. So appreciative. I appreciate you all, and I wish you the best in life as well. So people, that's my little testimony, if you like, or you call it experience that I've had, you know, and it's so exciting, and I wanted to share that to kind of uplift anyone's, you out there, your spirit. Don't give up. Design your reality. Do not allow your reality to design you. Rather, you be the co-creator. Don't allow your reality be a co-creator of your life. Don't allow people around you be the co-creator of your life. You become, you be the co-creator of what you experience, you know. And on that note, I want to leave you. Be positive and stay strong. It's Lou from the Infinite Touches, and I'm out.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. Favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. Stavolta non ti lascerò, mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere, e nel tuo sguardo crescerò. Ballo con te forte
vedi sei perfetta per me.
Ballo con te
nell'oscurità, stretti forte poi a piedi lunghi noi,
dentro la nostra musica
ho creduto sempre in noi, perché sei un angelo e io t'ho aspettato quanto ti ho aspettato,
perché tu stasera
sei perfetta per me.
No fear, have no fear. dark child, Mace Kid, Harlem on the rise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I went from Helly Hansen to mini mansions. The girls in Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jars from Branson to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Kaiser now. Got a butter soft lever just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a six to my chick, Benz to my mom's. Crib so big it look like the Synagogue. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton. Come on.
Some people say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. What makes them think that I have changed? Yeah. A little joke and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
I'm just trying to be me and me.
Do what I got to do.
Stop it, what's the use of buying a weight if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with Mace, know the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it. Nigga, stop it.
Tomorrow might bring God the future, the hours away. So me I live my life today. For me I live my life today. Yeah, so love me make me talk what me want for top. Me have nothing to say. So me I go live my life today. For me I go go live my life today. So everybody help me sing it out. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me a live my life today. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me a live my life today. Make a change, don't make nobody stress you. Don't make no blood pressure make your life left you. Never you hurt a soul unless you have to defend yourself if them try test you. Thank God for my life, yes. Me wake up this morning and alive, yes. Make them go and judge, nobody no perfect. And Father God alone bring brightness. If you no like, come and say, go find the Lord. Me nah no time for the war, cause time so hard. Them nah mad me, me nah gonna psych award. Or go join the morgue, enjoy my life for y'all. Few friends when me have were dear to me. Me not trust people, so me choose them carefully. Them are not clean, so them can't come near to me. Can't compare to me. No, now we don't know where tomorrow might bring. God, the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah, so love me, make me talk. What me want for talk, me have nothing to say. So me, I go live my life today. For me, I go live my life today. So everybody help me sing it out. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me I live my life today. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me I live my life today.
Sure. Never make nobody get the best of you. Look on the person or the mirror up on the dresser too. Tell yourself, say you're not gonna make them pressure you. And live life to the fullest that you better do. Just believe me, me know life not easy. Enough of we never born with gold spoon for feed with. No be greedy, set a pace in a life and achieve it. Listen to me keenly.
I love me L-I-F-E. And till it left me, me a go and keep up and I pray to Father God. Say holy age, catch me. Me a beg your Father bless me. Guide and protect me. For every wrong move when me make in the streets, correct me. No, now we don't know where tomorrow might bring. God, the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah, so love me, make me talk. What me want for talk, me have nothing to say. So me, I go live my life today. For me, I go live my life today. So everybody else, sing it out. Ooh, ooh. Me love my life. Ooh, ooh. Me love my life.